You're listening to The Doug Haldeman Show, Mortgage and Real Estate Talk. Here's your host, mortgage expert and consumer advocate, Doug Haldeman.
Welcome back to the show. I am rejoined by my co-host, Tammy. Welcome back, Tammy.
Thanks for having me.
All right. So when we talk about millennials and kicking those kids out, you get them out of the basement, buy that house. I mean, it's a pretty big home buying force right now are the millennials.
Well, just to, you know, to recap, the millennials are considered the ages between 18 and 35. So we're out of that market.
Babe. Oh, yeah. I mean, we're the Gen Xers, which is interesting because it's the people behind us, which they were calling them Gen Y for a long time. And then they changed it to millennials.
Just sounds cooler.
I guess apparently it does.
I mean, really, Gen Y?
Well, and it really doesn't matter that they're millennials or what generation they are, except that they are the youngest generation that's buying homes right now.
Right.
And because of the youngest generation buying homes, that means they're going to make some mistakes.
As we all do.
And how do we usually learn from those mistakes? It's usually the hard way.
By making them.
Well, let's help some people avoid those mistakes. So the seven most common mistakes that millennials make when they're purchasing a home.
Really? And really what this is not just for millennials, but for anyone who's buying a home. So listen up. But we are going to talk to the millennials. So mistake number one, babe, this is yours.
Not getting pre-approved for a mortgage.
Yep.
So it seems counterintuitive for people sometimes. They think, you know, why do I need to go talk about paying for a home before I start looking at it? But you really, like, can't tell you how often somebody just assumes they're going to qualify. And they use some online mortgage calculator that doesn't include taxes and insurance or private mortgage insurance. And then their payment comes out a lot higher than what they're expecting. And, oh, I can't afford that.
Right. And another thing that I was in a conversation with a friend of mine, and she's in the millennial group. And her concern was that it would affect her credit if she gets pre-approved. So you want
to... it's absolutely not going to hurt your credit to get pre-approved. And if you want to get pre-approved at multiple places, no matter how many pulls you have, mortgage inquiries you have within a 14-day period of time will only count as one inquiry. But here's where, like, once somebody signs a contract on a house, for one, you need to have a pre-approval letter to write a contract on the house because the seller or the listing agent is going to ask for it in almost every occasion. Very, very important. And you also want to develop a relationship with your lender. So people, like any first-time homebuyer I do a loan for, I really, really want to meet face-to-face with them because I'm not just going to talk about the mortgage. I'm going to take them through a little homeownership 101. And an entire first-time homebuyer class that I give, every single one of them, I want to meet face-to-face. And I take them through all kinds of little lessons about money and finances. And especially if it's a couple, then I even have things about how they should set up their bank accounts, different ways that they can ensure that their bills get paid on time. So a lot of tips outside of just getting pre-approved for the mortgage. But not getting pre-approved for mortgage is definitely a big mistake by people. And we not only correct that mistake at Cornerstone Mortgage, but we take it to the next level by taking them through the Diamond approval process where we'll pre-approve them first, but then we'll take it all the way through the underwriting process and give them an actual commitment letter that they can use when they're making offers on properties.
It's real important for anyone to get pre-approved, but it will help eliminate this number one mistake that people make.
Right. And if you're in that situation where you want to make sure that you get pre-approved, reach out to me. You can text or call me at 314-472-DOUG. That's 472-3684 are the numbers for it. Or go to our website, smartwithyourmoney.com, and shoot me a message on there, and we'll set something up for you. So mistake number two, Tammy.
Not hiring a realtor. So in this day and age of being able to just kind of shop online, you feel like you know what's best for you. And what's best for you, that may be true. It may be true that you think this neighborhood is good or this house looks really good. But to hire a professional is so, so, so important. You know, we've talked, Doug, back and forth about this sort of thing. You know, it's a person's skill set. Like, would you have the, what would we say, trying to think, a chef come fix my car? No, because his skill is making me an amazing meal.
Well, and beyond, even beyond the skill set, is that it's free. as a buyer.
Right.
Okay, it's free for you because
as a buyer, it is free.
And just most people, I think, know this. But when you list a home, when you want to go sell your house, typically it's about a 6% commission, and they divide that up where you have 3.3% for the listing agent, 2.7% for the buyer's agent.
Mm-hmm.
Listing agent has some marketing expenses, why they get a little bit more.
Right.
So the buyer's agency commission is built into the commission to sell the home.
Mm-hmm.
So as a buyer, it doesn't cost you anything to use a realtor. It's
definitely
in your best interest. And the listing agent contractually is obligated. They have a fiduciary responsibility to represent the seller first.
Mm-hmm.
So if they're representing both sides, they do not have your best interest at heart because they can't legally.
Mm-hmm.
Legally, they have to represent the seller first.
You really do need to hire the realtor. I mean, there's really nothing. We have the home scouting app that you can download to shop your homes for your next home. But it's really important to hire that realtor.
Yeah, and it's not to say that you don't shop for a home online because year, 50% of home buyers found the property and they brought that property to the realtor.
Right.
So that's it's totally fine to do that. And the best shopping app, to be able to search for homes, of course, is Home Scouting. And I'm just going to throw a quick plug out there for that because we get a lot of people that are listeners that end up using Home Scouting.
Mm-hmm.
Grab your smartphone, go to the App Store, go to Google Play, search Home Scouting, download Home Scouting, enter our VIP code is what's going to make it free for you. The VIP code is Doug H with no space in there. So D-O-U-G-H.
Right.
And be sure and put your phone number in there too.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So Tammy, home buying mistake number three for millennials is what?
Buying more house than you can afford. This happens so often. The new couple that just got married or moving in together, whatever your situation is, you are so excited about just buying a house, your first home, so excited. And it just, you get in over your head and you don't, I think you use the term, don't be house poor.
Right. And a lot of times it's the difference between approvability and affordability.
Mm-hmm.
I can frequently get somebody approved for more house than what they can afford. They have to know what they can afford not overbuy. Don't be house poor. Don't be a situation where then you're a slave to your house payment.
Well, and some things to keep in mind when you're buying a home, because what the online calculator doesn't always figure in is PMI. It doesn't account for the taxes. It doesn't account for any homeowners association fees. It doesn't account for that. And it doesn't account for your down payment a lot of times. So you need to really, that's why you need Doug to be in your corner with you and a good real estate agent to help you out with that.
Yeah. And I'll make sure any of my buyers, I'm going to come right out and tell them if I think they're overbuying.
Mm-hmm.
When I can look at their debts. And here's a good litmus test for it is if you're living in a situation where you're either living with your parents or you're living with a friend where you're only paying $300 or $400 a month in rent and you still haven't saved any money, then that's a pretty good indicator that now all of a sudden when you have that $1,000 house payment, you're going to struggle.
It's very true. And keep that food budget in mind too, because you need to eat. I mean,
right. Absolutely. All right. That takes us to mistake number four, which is buying on emotion instead of logic.
Versus logic. Right.
So you get out and you're driving around and you look at these properties, and most people make a decision about buying the house within the first 1 to 2 rooms that they end up seeing when they come in a house. They've already made the decision.
A lot of times it's just driving up to the house because the guy sees the pond on the side of the house or the lake in the backyard or the big old shed out back.
Well, guys like concrete, so it's usually the garage or the basement or the favorite parts of the guy.
Man cave area, whatever. And then the women are going to probably fall in love with how things look and how things...
The kitchen
and the master bath. And so... Be in check with one another. Help each other out. Stay a little more balanced in that and not buy a house just based on your emotional connection to it.
Right. Be willing to walk away from it.
Mm-hmm.
In case you just joined us, you're listening to Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1. We're talking about the 7 mistakes that millennials make when purchasing a home.
Mm-hmm.
So mistake number 5, not attending a home inspection.
Or not even getting one.
Well, not even getting one would be a big, like,
that would
huge
be a
mistake.
Big, big mistake.
But not attending the inspection. It's amazing what you can learn about the house when you actually spend the 3 hours with the inspector going through, crawl up in the attic, get up on the roof. Each of the things the home inspector is looking at, because you're going to get the report about it, but actually going through it with him, and he'll give you a lot more color detail if you go through it.
Yeah, and you can ask questions even at that point, too, and they'll help you understand a little more as well.
Right. So. All right, mistake number six, Tammy.
Yep, not getting a home warranty. Now, Doug and I have gone back and forth with this one. You know, is it necessary or is it not? And where did we land, babe?
All right, so here's where I've landed on this. Is when it comes to home warranties, I don't want to discourage somebody from getting a home warranty, but the follow-up to that is you better read what the home warranty covers.
Mm-hmm.
Because what I see a lot is people get home warranties and they never use it.
Yeah, they never use it. Forget about it. You know, you had some repairs that came up within the time frame that it covered and not use it. That's just a bummer.
Right. It's just, it's a waste of money.
It's a waste of money.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So if you get a home warranty, first, don't make the mistake of not getting one. But then if you do get one, read the fine print. Know what does it take to file a claim. What's the deductible? Typically, it's like a $100 deductible. Mm-hmm. So they're not going to come out and do some $70 repair on something.
Correct.
It needs to be something that's a little larger dollar item.
Mm-hmm. All right, number seven. Mistake number seven, not factoring in resale value.
All right, so this is really important. Is most millennials, it's going to be their first home that they're buying. Mm-hmm. And if it is the first home you're buying, chances are you're not going to live in this home for the next 20 or 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a shorter term purchase. So let's say if you buy a house today and you want to, you know, you buy it for $100,000 for easy math, you want to turn around and sell it next year and you have a 6% commission that you have to put on there for listing. Well, now it would have to increase in price up to $106,000, or actually a little more than that, almost $107,000. To be able to pay your 6% commission and even break even.
Mm-hmm.
So you better factor in that resale value right away and where that resale value may be. Is it even enough to pay the commissions to sell it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then also just to kind of pay attention to the factors that are already in the house. Are you buying at the top of the market for that particular home? And are there improvements that you can do that could add value to the home when it gets reappraised?
Right. So if you're in the situation where you're either a millennial that's thinking about purchasing a home, or you know one that's going to be in the market, they're either in the market now or they're going to be in the market in the future, have them reach out and contact me. I'll sit down personally with them, go through a full consultation and make sure that they're making a wise decision. Because I tell you, this is it's a high volume, low margin business. And my business is built on happy customers referring me to their friends and family. So know that if you refer me somebody, I'm going to make sure that they're very, very well taken care of. All right, so coming up, those kids that are millennials, okay, before they were millennials, at one point they had to go off to college. Well, we're going to be covering the five steps that parents can take before the transition to college. You're listening to Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.